I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food on this very lovely February 12th, 2013. And I want to remind you or let you know if you're just tuning in, I'm the founder of Responsible Eating and Living, a 501c3 not-for-profit, R-E-A-L, Real. And we give you real truth and tools for health, wellness, and responsible green living. I really love food, and I love plant food, and I love talking about it. And wow, that last half hour with Dr. Joel Fuhrman was amazing. You know he's my favorite doctor. I say that whenever I can, and all of his books are really wonderful. This most recent one, The End of Diabetes, I recommend a lot of books. Okay, this is like number one. It's fabulous. And I got into this because when I was young, I didn't want to kill animals. And then I realized how animals are so horribly treated in our food system. But the wonderful thing about eating plant foods, once you get into it and your taste buds kind of clean out from eating junk food and animal foods, and you find all these wonderful plant foods are so delicious, you find out that not only is this diet healthy for you, especially the way Dr. Fuhrman recommends, but it's also the gentlest on the planet, and it's also kind, and we're not harming animals. And this is something to celebrate. And life is hard, and we don't always have things to celebrate. Here is something we can celebrate at every meal by what we choose to eat. And we can also celebrate by going to vegetarian food festivals, and that's what we're going to be talking about next. My guests are Sarah Gross and Neera Palawoda, who are the originators of the New York City Vegetarian Food Festival. Welcome to It's All About Food.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, how are you both doing? So we've got different coasts going on. Sarah, you're in New York?
I am.
And Neera, you're in California?
Yep.
Great. Well, I love technology, and I love how it can bring us all together from wherever we are. Okay, so is this the third festival? What year are we in?
This is the third.
Excellent. Good for you. And do we have some things to celebrate? When is it happening?
March 2nd and 3rd.
Okay, one at a time.
Talking over each other, sorry. it's March 2nd and 3rd, just in a few short weeks, Saturday and Sunday at the Metropolitan Pavilion, which is where it was last year, and the address is 125 West 18th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue in New York. And of course we have things to celebrate. And this year it's an even bigger event. So that's something to look forward to. Some of the things that we've done differently this year is that we've added another area for kids specifically. There's going to be a fun kids area where there's going to be some education over plant-based eating and also green living. So the kids get to interact.
That's great. Who's coordinating the kids section?
We have this wonderful woman named Robin Moore coordinating the kids area. She actually has a website about raising vegetarian kids, and she's just creating this amazing lineup of its own just for kids for the whole 2 days. So I wish I was a kid in New York right now.
Yeah, it can be hard for children, especially when parents are trying to raise them healthfully because they are inundated all the time intentionally by all kinds of marketing that isn't healthful for them. And kids just want to be like everybody else. So it's really important that they have support like this to know that they're doing the right thing and that there's other people that are doing it.
And it's fun, and it can be delicious, and just as great or better.
Right. Okay, so who shall we expect to see at this festival? Who are the speakers? What are they talking about?
So we have probably a very well-known figure is Jean Bauer, who's going to be coming to discuss the treatment of farm animals and our food system and the way we can just improve our world with the ethical choices that we make. We also have Matt Frazier, who's the no meat athlete, and so he's going to be talking a little more about the athletic side, but still connecting it with diet. We also have Adam Sobel of The Cinnamon Snail, which I don't know if many of your listeners know about, is the most popular vegan food truck, and I would say the best food truck, period.
Mm.
So he's the founder of that and the creator of so much delicious food, but his presentation is going to be called Pursuit of a Fully Nonviolent Lifestyle. So I'm really interested to see how that one is personally. He talks about reducing pollution caused by our lifestyles, which is also indirectly a form of violence against all beings on this planet besides what we are eating, too.
Yeah, that's a really interesting way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all breathe the same air. We all drink water. We all use the soil. We share this planet. And when some people use this planet as their toilet, without filtering and treating beforehand, we all lose.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're slowly connecting the dots when it comes to cigarette smoke and how people don't want to be breathing cigarette smoke. And it's taken over 50 years to reduce the smoking population by half. It takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping that in the next 50 years, thanks to things like vegetarian food festivals and other things, people connect the dots and realize how important not only food is, but lifestyle and our choices and their impact on everything around us. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of food? Is there going to be food there?
There's definitely going to be food. So we have a whole variety. In the past, a lot of people have seen more on the sweet side of the spectrum, and I'm happy to announce that we have a lot of savory this year. We have one company called De La Tierra, and they're bringing empanadas, tacos, burritos, vegan tuna sandwich, tofu stir fries, spicy seitan, all kinds of things. We have vegan marshmallows from Chicago Vegan Foods. We have hemp chocolates. We have a mushroom company, peanut butter, vegan seafood, Indian food, and it goes on and on.
Well, I think the point is that we can do just about everything with plant foods, and we're getting, every decade we get better and better. I want to say I'm so grateful for those vegan marshmallows. I don't eat them very often because they are a treat, and I believe in eating smartly most of the time, but occasionally we make s'mores, and when we do, those are the vegan marshmallows that we go for. We do have a s'more recipe on the Responsible Eating and Living website where we use those marshmallows, and I have a gluten-free vegan graham cracker recipe that goes with it, and it's too good.
We'll be looking that up then.
Yeah, it's too good.
Awesome.
Okay, well, it's interesting because I think you're having more savory stuff this time, but I'm not up on the history of vegan cuisine, but I think we really did move more quickly in the dessert area than in the more main dish and savory things. Although right now we have everything, but I think we started with more desserts going vegan first, so probably why you had more sweets to begin with. But, it's funny because people don't want to be deprived when they change their diet. They're afraid they're not going to be able to have all of their favorites, and their favorites usually include sweets.
Well, another thing, those are all true, but when it comes to a festival format, it's so much easier for companies who create, baked goods, things that are already packaged, to come and make it happen rather than those who have, to heat it up and prepare it on site. It's much harder just logistics-wise.
Right.
But we made a real big push to get more of them this year. And
well,
we had a lot of new foods.
That's really good to hear. You know, I know in New York City especially, it's true all around the country, but especially in New York City, we have some pretty strict health department rules when it comes to food preparation. I got my food certification certificate last year. I just wanted to go through it and see what all was involved. And it's pretty amazing all the rules that you have to adhere to when serving food. It's not easy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have to make sure, I mean, there's still foodborne illnesses and everything else, and when you're in a festival environment, when you're packaging so many things and handling, you know, quantities at a fast pace, you definitely have to make sure you're safe.
Now, I believe that vegan food probably has less of these foodborne illnesses connected to them. Unfortunately, some of the vegetables get a bad rap because they're fertilized with fertilizer that's already contaminated, and then, or they're handled with animal products that are already contaminated. The vegetables are innocent. They don't cause the problem.
Oh, definitely.
But you still have to be careful. Is there any entertainment at this festival?
We've got three whole stages of it.
What do we got?
We're never going to have an event of ours that is not going to have a portion of entertainment. So this year, like we said, we have the kids area. We have food demos. We have speakers, educational speakers. And then we have our stage that has a mishmash of different types of interactive activities for the adults and kids alike, such as yoga and boxing and some fun, more physical activities.
Yeah, it's
we
not
even
ju-
have,
okay.
We even have a comedian this year, Mike Kaplan, who's going to be presenting a whole set. So it will be plenty entertaining.
Is it vegetarian material?
Well, he is a vegan, and I am sure for the festival he'll whip out a few vegetarian jokes.
Okay, that should be amusing. And
This year we're also going to have a Saturday night music event. It's going to be a charity for benefiting Mercy for Animals. It's the official New York City Vegetarian Food Festival Saturday night after party at the Cutting Room.
Ooh.
So details of that are going to be announced within the upcoming week. But it is Saturday night from 7 to 10 at the Cutting Room in New York City.
I wanted to ask who the chefs are and what are they going to be making, do you know? At the food demos. People love watching food being made.
Right.
Yeah. One of our chefs is Christy Morgan. She's also known as the Blissful Chef.
Yeah, I interviewed her on this show. She's great.
She's pretty well known. Her presentation is called Quick Protein Pack Snacks for Everyone. And she's going to that's one demo. We also have a vegan cheese demo.
Miyoko Shinner.
Yes.
Is she coming? Oh, she's the best. Oh, have you ever made any of her recipes?
I haven't.
It's amazing. We've made the mozzarella, and it's amazing. I just can't believe it. I'm not a big cheese eater because I haven't eaten cheese in 25 years, but this is an incredible product. She's a genius.
We'll be happy to promote her. We also have Nava Atlas, and she's going to be having a segment called Wild About Greens.
Yeah, we've had her on the show, too.
Yeah.
And I love that book because it's the only cookbook I know that features my favorite foods, dark leafy green vegetables. So that'll be a great, great demo.
Definitely. And much more to come.
Okay, so the details. Where do we go to find out more about this?
Well, there's multiple places. Of course, our website, which is www.nycvegfoodfest.com. And also our Facebook, which is NYC Veg Food Fest. And definitely join Twitter as well, because we tend to, you know, start promoting. Actually, we started promoting a little bit ago, but as it nears the festival, we'll start tweeting more exciting, you know, upcoming events that are going to happen throughout the festival.
And is there a charge for this event?
We have VIP tickets available right now. If you go to the website or Facebook, there's a link. And there's one day and full weekend VIP VIP tickets available. They're $30 per day or $50 for the weekend, and they also include five raffle tickets per day, depending on if you do the one day or the weekend. And then there's always going to be general admission available at the door on a first-come, first-served basis for $5.
Okay, but there's a long line there, so get early. Get there early.
Yeah, we recommend,
great,
you know, getting VIP tickets. It does, you know, have you enjoy as much of the festival as possible. And like we said, it's on a first-come, first-served basis of letting people from general admission in. So VIP gets to avoid the line and walk straight in and enjoy the festivities inside.
And what about free samples? Are people going to get some freebies?
Absolutely. We encourage our vendors to get samples out, as well as some of them also do sell their product on site, so you could always taste what it is and then bring some back home with you. This year, we actually have more vendors than last year as well, so there's a lot to choose from this year.
That's exciting. Can you tell us who some of the vendors are?
Yeah, we have a big list here. We have Pukka Herbs. It's a tea company from England. We have Beyond Sushi, a return favorite that just opened their storefront in the past year, vegan sushis. Cedars Mediterranean Foods, Coconut Bliss, the vegan ice creams. Fall Foods Worldwide, which is actually a new kind of vegan ice cream. Jayati, which is an Indian food company. Lismonade, which last year had a really big line for their really popular fresh lemonade blends. We have a lot of nonprofits. Mercy for Animals has a table, PETA, Sea Shepherd, and, of course, Rescue Chocolate will be there.
Oh, tell us about Rescue Chocolate, Sarah.
So Rescue Chocolate is my first company before the Veg Fest began, and all our profits go to animal rescue groups, and every chocolate bar flavor highlights a different rescue issue to do a little educating while you're eating chocolate.
And what have you learned about chocolate since you started this company?
I've learned that chocolate is much better when it's not hot outside.
It melts.
But also that it's something that I can never get tired of. I see and smell and handle this chocolate every single day, and I never get tired of it.
And you have to know that Sarah is one of these very lovely, slim folks. So just know she's got a chocolate company and wears it well.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely in my daily diet.
Okay. Well, what else do we need to know about the New York City Vegetarian Food Festival before I let you two go?
Just come early. Enjoy. See as much as you can on all three of our stages. Enjoy the kind of after party we have planned on Saturday night and the other venue Nero was speaking about earlier. And bring all your friends.
Definitely sign on to the mailing list, because we do events outside of the New York City Vegetarian Food Festival throughout the year. So just because it happens once a year doesn't mean that we can't continue the fun throughout the year in different types of environments.
Okay, just one more question. You mentioned raffle tickets at the event. Do you know what some of the prizes are going to be?
Yeah, we have a good range of prizes. We've got actually blenders from KitchenAid. We have tote bags from The New Love, peanut butter from Saratoga Peanut Butter Company, clean plates books, Gristle tattoo, gift cards, DVDs from Vegan Mashup, all kinds of things.
Well, what's really wonderful is that so much has changed in the last decade when it comes to vegan food and vegan products, because, and especially in New York. There used to be a lot more in California, and I think Chicago and Brooklyn are really coming up fast with a lot of entrepreneurs that are doing wonderful products, and in a lot of other places, too. But we've seen tremendous change, tremendous variety, tremendous creativity, and you can sample some of that at this lovely festival.
And be sure to also know that kids 10 and under are free. And the event goes from 10 to 5 o'clock each day.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Sarah and Neera, and all the best of luck to you at the festival.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'm Karen Hartglass, and I wanted to tell you a little bit more about what's going on at my nonprofit, Responsible Eating and Living. And as you know, I have all of my It's All About Foods archived up at the website, but we started a really special project where we are transcribing all of these programs, and I have collected a group of wonderful volunteers who have been transcribing many of the programs. My goal is to get all of them done, and there's over 240, now maybe 250 of them. There are a lot. But I'm really excited about this project, and it's really been fun for me because when I proofread the transcriptions, I get to really experience the show again and whoever I was talking to, and I find them really interesting. I hope you do, too. And I think it'll be an interesting resource. You know, if there's something that you remember about a particular program but you don't want to listen to the whole thing again, well, then you can quickly scan the transcription and find whatever it is that you're looking for. Let me know what you think. My email is info@realmeals.org, and I love hearing from all of you. So I think that's it for today. It's All About Food. I'm Karen Hartglass, and have a delicious week. Bye-bye.